Millennials, also known as the millennial generation or Generation Y, are the demographic cohort following Generation X. There are no precise dates when the generation starts and ends. Researchers and commentators use birth years ranging from the early 1980s to the early 2000s.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Injection, fellas.
I will not dance to your war drum. I will not lend my soul nor my bones to your war drum. I will not dance to your beating. I know that beat. It is lifeless. I know intimately that skin you are hitting. It was alive once, hunted, stolen, stretched. I will not dance to your drummed up war. I will not pop, spin, break for you. I will not hate for you or even hate you. I will not kill for you. Especially, I will not die for you. I will not mourn the dead with murder nor suicide. I will not side with you or dance to bombs because everyone is dancing. Everyone can be wrong. Life is a right, not collateral or casual. I will not forget where I come from. I will craft my own drum. Gather my beloved near, and our chanting will be dancing. Our humming will be drumming. I will not be played. I will not lend my name nor my rhythm to your beat. I will dance and resist and dance and persist and dance. This heartbeat is louder than death. Your war drum ain't louder than this breath.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
Normandy would be a pivotal battleground during the Second World War, at a time when the war was still raging and a major change in fortunes was needed for the Allied forces. It came on the beaches of northern France. History would remember the D-Day landings and the liberation of France and Western Europe from the Nazis. The beaches remember the huge casualties and sheer violence which still scar them to this day. The efforts of so many people helped create what some call the greatest armada of all times. Much is known about the struggle for ground and how many lives were lost, but there are some facts that may surprise. Nazi leader Adolf Hitler may have been seen as the real bigot of the times, but it was the way this word was used in Britain that hugely helped D-Day planning. If you knew the most sensitive details, like the date of the invasion, where it would take place, you had knowledge above top secret, and you were put on a bigot list. You had a security card which had been stamped with bigot in big letters. Authorities reckoned it wasn't something that you would happily wave around. You were banned from travelling outside the UK in case you were captured and let the details slip. That is, unless you were Prime Minister Winston Churchill, the man who chose the word in the first place. Bigot actually stood for British Invasion of German Occupied Territory. Fantasy and reality worked side by side during the planning of D-Day, and for the German High Command, at times it merged into one, a crucial intention of the British government. It created Operation Fortitude, and a man called Juan Pujol helped fabricate that deception. Codenamed Garbo, the Spaniard had already been recruited by the Germans, but secretly loathed Nazism, and was eventually picked up by MI6, and became a double agent. He helped create a network of spies that fed so much misinformation to the Germans, they decided not to continue to infiltrate the UK. Germany suspected a major invasion, but believed it would be at Pas-de-Calais, not Normandy. After a carefully worded message from Garbo, they believed in the FUSAG, a huge American army seemingly stationed in Kent and Essex, ready to join the invasion. The Germans held back numerous divisions, which some experts believe may have helped them win at Normandy, but instead allowed the Allied forces to make vital gains. The FUSAG was a ghost army. There was a major battle behind the scenes as cryptography played a crucial role in preparations. Code words and sentences that could be used to make orders but not be deciphered by the enemy. To help in the Allied forces' advancement through France, French resistance workers were employed in various distraction and destruction tasks. The dices on the red carpet actually meant destroyed trains and railway lines. It's Hot in Suez was a call to destroy cable and telephone lines. They had to be short, easy to learn, simple enough to be effective, and in many cases, they were.
Today, the heart of London beats in time to the hopes of the free world.
Clues to where the Allied forces would land actually appeared in a newspaper, nearly blowing the whole operation. If you had picked up one particular copy of the Daily Telegraph and had a go at the crossword, you may have guessed Overlord and Neptune, the code word for the naval part of the invasion. Utah appeared as a clue to an answer. That was one of the beaches where troops landed. It failed to have an impact, and MI5 would clear the compiler of doing anything wrong. The coincidence remained just that, and unexplained. Nothing was allowed to slip, tongues were not allowed to wag, and for some peace of mind, army officials tested their own troops. Plain-clothed women were sent into village pubs to try and extract information from the soldiers about a top-secret assault on the Merville gun battery. The homegrown pretend spies were from the Women's Auxiliary Air Force and had been sent in by Terence Otway, the commander of the paratroop assault. The soldiers kept quiet, keeping the mission on track. Despite the huge loss of life, the Normandy landings proved a key victory for the Allied forces in their struggle against the Nazis. 5 days after they landed, soldiers had secured the beaches. Paris was liberated on August the 25th, and Germany surrendered in May 1945. Without the immense planning and secrecy, this would not have been possible. The war may have ended much differently, prompting a Europe that would have looked a lot different to now.
Have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
This is Corporal Jim Beach reporting to you from San Francisco on the United Nations Conference on International Organization. This is the 34th in a special series by the Army News Service and the Armed Forces Radio Service. Over the weekend, members of the Big Five delegations discussed the veto power question as interpreted by the Soviet Union and found the Moscow view to be opposed to that held by the United States, Great Britain, China, and France, so far as interpretation of the veto is concerned. USSR Ambassador to Washington, Andrei Gromyko, head of the Soviet delegation, now has reported back to Moscow that the other big powers would not accept his government's rigid interpretation, and now the next move is up to Moscow. The Soviet interpretation of the veto power was that it should extend far beyond the mere question of using armed force, and that it should be effective even in preventing discussion of a conflict or a dispute referred to the World Organization. The United States took the lead in insisting that the veto should not prevent investigation or discussion of any problem that might arise between the nations. Some delegates were of the opinion that this Soviet view might lead to a wide-open fight from the floor in the conference plenary sessions in the closing days of the meetings here. They based this opinion on the assumption that if it is impossible to reconcile the Soviet view with the contentions of the other four big powers, then both interpretations of the breadth of the veto power should have to be submitted to the conference as a whole for open debate. The Big Five have been meeting at least once a day, sometimes more often, in order to wind up the many other matters that must be decided before the charter can be written. Sunday night, the leaders reached agreement on principles on 14 of the 18 problems that have been facing them. Some details of phrasing and language still have to be ironed out, but the charter stands approved in principle at least, except for the one big veto power question.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks. Well, I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hands and you hide from my eyes. And you turn around farther as the fast bullets fly.
Monday, one of the conference committees gave its approval to the section of the charter dealing with an international police force. Camilo Ponce of Ecuador, who is the chairman of the committee dealing with that issue, said that the group had okayed the entire chapter of the charter, the one having to do with, and we quote, determination of threats to the peace or acts of aggression and action with respect thereto, at the end of the quote. Under this chapter, the Security Council would serve as the instrument of the New World League in bringing unruly nations into line and preventing the eruption of war in the future. And the Security Council would have the guarantee of an international police force to back up its decisions. That Security Council, made up of 11 members, including the Big Five and six smaller powers, would have these rights. First, the right to determine the existence of, quote, any threat to the peace, breach of the peace, or acts of aggression, close quote. And second, the right to adopt whatever measures are needed to, quote, maintain or restore peace and security, close quote. If the crisis had reached the stage where only armed intervention would solve the problem, then the Security Council could direct such armed intervention to be undertaken. Individual nations would be called upon to supply their share of the Council's military resources. And a military staff committee would determine the strategy to be employed by this world police force. Regional subcommittees would be set up to assist the world military staff.
Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fastened all the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch as the death count gets high. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. And you've thrown the worst fear can never be heard. Fear to bring children into the world for threatening my babies.
unborn and unnamed. Well, you ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins.
Of course, armed forces would be used only as a last resort. First, the Security Council would call on the nations involved in the crisis to follow certain recommended procedures to keep the situation from reaching the stage of war. And it could propose methods for settling the dispute peacefully. Under the World Charter, all the nations would have pledged themselves to adjust their international differences peacefully. So if the World League was effective, this is as far as any international crisis could get. However, if the nations involved in the dispute refused to do what the Security Council suggested to solve the problem, then that council would have the right to call out the international troops and restore order by force. Senor Ponce told reporters of the committee action on the entire chapter containing these provisions, and he said, "I think we have improved it very much." Here is the wording the committee agreed on. It covers regional or group action as well as individual nation responsibility toward the world police, and cites specifically that air forces should be held ready at all times to help out. That is to help out, so you can follow me as I read what's here, to help out in the case of need. The chapter says this: in order that all members of the organization should contribute to the maintenance of international peace and security, they should undertake to make available to the Security Council, on its call and in accordance with a special agreement or agreements, armed forces, assistance, and facilities, including rights of passage, necessary for the purpose of maintaining international peace and security. That means that every nation must be prepared to furnish men and guns to settle a dispute, and must also allow the armies of another nation to move through its territory, if necessary, to reach the scene of action.
Well, how much do I know? You talk out of turn. You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question: is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Well, I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon, and I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch as you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave to make sure that you're dead.
The chapter further states this: such agreement or agreements should govern the numbers and types of forces, their degree of readiness and general location, and the nature of the facilities and assistance to be provided. Now, that clause pledges the various nations to tell how many men and how many guns and planes they will have ready for action and where those men and that equipment are located. With that information at hand, the Military Staff Committee could plan the strategy of the campaign to settle by force any dispute that could not be settled peaceably.
Unidentified gunmen in Pakistan have opened fire on a supply truck destined for NATO troops in Afghanistan. Police arrived at the scene in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province and said an investigation was underway. So far, no one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but in the past, Taliban militants have attacked supply trucks. The US-led military operation in Afghanistan is due to end at the end of December, although the United States wants to keep a small force in the country for counter-terrorism support and training. Outgoing President Hamid Karzai has declined to sign a security agreement, allowing US forces to stay. But the two frontrunners to replace him as president in an election say they will sign the agreement.
Exactly the image Brazil wants to project just days before the World Cup kicks off. Trouble kicking off on Sao Paulo's metro system. A face-off between heavily armoured riot police and protesters. Workers have been out on strike since Thursday. The governor rejecting their demands, leaving just half the city's metro stations still open. The strikes affected over 4.6 million commuters on a metro system that will be used by football fans, with the World Cup starting on Thursday. This video is showing protesters approached and threatened by military policemen, the tense standoff ending with police using tear gas, rubber bullets and stun grenades to move demonstrators out. One worker has been arrested. These images released by Media Ninja, an independent media organisation which has accompanied the popular protests in Brazil since the outbreak of demonstrations during last year's Confederations Cup.
Twice and thrown in a canal by her own family for marrying the man she loved. 18-year-old Sabah Maksud was attacked and shot by her father, uncle, brother and aunt, then tossed into a waterway in Pakistan, but somehow managed to survive. Left wounded in her cheek and her right hand, Sabah is said to have married her neighbour 5 days ago for love, against the wishes of her family. They took her to a nearby district under false pretenses, hinting at a reconciliation, but shot her twice and threw her into the canal after putting her in a sack, presuming she was dead.
After bringing me there, they shot me. I was hit in the cheek by the first shot and in the hand by the next one. They thought I died, but I was not dead. I was slightly conscious, but alive. They put me into a sack, tied up the mouth of the sack and threw it into the canal. They thought I was dead, but I was not.
have to begin with this ghost story. And a character named Slender Man allegedly inspired two young girls, I'm talking middle school, to lead their young friend into the woods and stab her 19 times. This is all according to police in this chilling case of how fantasy has become reality. Morgan Geyser and Anissa Weir allegedly lured their friend into this wooded area. This is just outside of Milwaukee. All of this after the three girls went roller skating and had a slumber party. According to this criminal complaint, this one victim was, quote, 1 millimeter away from death.
The victim was able to crawl out of the woods onto the roadway near the end of Big Bend Road, where she was discovered by a bicyclist. She was transported to the Waukesha Memorial Hospital by the Waukesha Fire Department, where she underwent surgery for her injuries.
A lot of layers to this story. This is when it really gets bizarre, though, because both of these suspects, these 12-year-olds, had this fascination with a fictitious character called Slender Man. It's a character often featured on this website. It's known as Creepypasta Wiki. If you've never heard of it, it's a site that deals with death and horror stories. And police say the suspects had been planning this attack, inspired by this site and this character, since February. And during a court appearance yesterday, the parents of these two 12-year-olds were seen crying as they walked out. CNN's Rosa Flores joins me now from New York. And Rosa, from everything I've read here, this stabbing over the weekend, it wasn't the first plot these two young girls allegedly had planned, correct?
Brooke, so many creepy details. Now, I'll expand on these creepy details. Let me tell you, all of this is in the criminal complaint. These girls, according to this complaint, were plotting since February. And when they became familiar with this fictitious character that Brooke just described, they believed that they had to kill someone in order for them to join him and become his proxy. So what do? They start to plot and plan for them to kill someone during their sleepover party on May 30th. And so they're on the bus and they're talking about this in code to make sure that no one knows what they're talking about. And they prepare for it on that day. They in their bag, they have granola bars, they have water, they have pictures of their parents because they don't want to forget what their parents look like. And then the plots. There are three of them. Here we go. So the first one is duct tape over the mouth, stab her in the neck, and then run. Ugh. Plot number two, kill her in the park bathroom because the bathroom has a drain and there the blood can go down this drain, and then run. Plot number three, play hide and seek, stab her, and then go on to meet Slender Man in his mansion. Of course, now we know, according to this criminal complaint, that they went with plot number three. They allegedly stabbed this girl 19 times. Now they are charged as adults. They're 12 years old, like you mentioned, Brooke, charged as adults, and the charges attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Now, we should add that we did talk to one of the girl's attorneys, and they did say that based on all these details that you and I have been talking about, they do believe that there's a mental health issue, and this attorney says that they would like the girl evaluated.
They are 12, Rosa.
Mark Zuckerberg and company have debuted a brand new feature that could change the way we use social media. Aaron Vaughn has more.
First there was the news feed, then the timeline, then graph search. Now Facebook is rolling out their newest feature, LifePoint, which analyzes users' histories to determine exactly when things went wrong. The new feature combs through photos, status updates, likes, everything that you put on Facebook in order to pinpoint how someone irreparably ruined their life. For example, it might highlight your friend's spring break trip in 2003 when she took her first shot, or your cousin's engagement to a guy named Scott spelled with a K.
For the past 9 years, Facebook has served as a living record of our 1 billion users' horrible life choices. We have simplified the experience by distilling each user's mistakes into one easy-to-find moment when their lives began to unravel.
I sat down with Facebook's Larry Hahn to find out how it works.
It's easy. You just log on to Facebook, find a friend's profile page, and then we click here. It's a status update that says, finally quit my job today, bye-bye finance, Santa Fe, here I come.
And you can use it on your own page as well?
Of course. Let's see. My life point was breaking up with my girlfriend Kelly when I moved to California for work. She married one of her coworkers, but she's still the love of my life.
So Facebook knows that you'll never be that happy again.
That's right.
Some tech bloggers have already gotten the chance to check out the new feature.
Only Facebook could design such an intuitive system where I can say, this person is my good friend. I want to see how their life got so pathetic.
You know, I was never really sure where things started going downhill for me. Then LifePoint reminded me that I got a Boondock Saints tattoo in college, and I was like, oh yeah.
So, Facebook must have a lot of depressing information to work with.
Well, we look for sadness indicators, positive versus negative adjectives and status updates, whether you've liked a corporate entity such as Walmart or Arby's, and specific actions. Have you ever posted a selfie and then deleted it 2 minutes later? Notice the slow degradation of this user's profile picture. We can trace this trend back to their LifePoint.
And one of LifePoint's most buzzed about features is the Life Compare function, which lets you see how your mistakes stack up to others.
Here, I'm overlaying my graph with a graph of a childhood friend. You can see his life ended up much worse than mine, which is great.
And LifePoint isn't just for individuals, is that right?
Right, you can use it for relationships too. While the old Facebook could tell you when the relationship ended, LifePoint can tell you when it fell apart.
Terrifying moment, a man with a gun opens fire as he drives past a casino in Newcastle. It's all captured on CCTV. Ronald Turkington carried out the drive-by shooting on the city centre casino after being asked by security staff to leave. Turkington left, but while doing so made threats to staff, saying, "I'll have you finished tonight, you'll not be working tomorrow." A short time later, he returned in his car and opened fire while driving the wrong way down Stowell Street in the city's Chinatown. A police van was nearby and an officer took note of Turkington's car registration, which eventually led to his arrest. He pleaded guilty to possession of an imitation firearm with an intent to cause fear of violence at Newcastle Crown Court. He was jailed for 3 years. Manhunt is underway in Canada after three police officers were shot dead and two others injured. The town of Moncton on the east coast of the country is in lockdown after a gunman wearing a camouflage outfit began firing at officers. Royal Canadian Mounted Police in New Brunswick tweeted a picture of the suspect, named as 24-year-old Justin Bock, and urged local residents to stay inside.
Around 7:30 on June 4th, while responding to a call of an armed man in the north end of the city of Moncton, three of Kodiak RCMP's officers were shot and killed. Two other officers were also injured, but their life is not threatened at this time. We are urging the people who live in that area to stay inside and lock their doors. And to the people to stay away from that area if they don't have to be in there.
Police say they believe the suspect is still at large in the city. A number of roads have been blocked and drivers have been asked to stay out of the area.
Start with breaking news in Las Vegas, where police say a man and a woman shot and killed two police officers, another person, and then themselves today. It started when the man and woman ambushed two officers while they were eating lunch at a pizza shop. The suspects then went to a nearby Walmart where they shot and killed another person. The two then killed themselves in what they described as a suicide pact. Police are now investigating the circumstances that led up to the shootings.
We'll be right back.
developing story in Las Vegas where two police officers were murdered. Authorities say before noon today, a man and woman walked into a pizza parlor and opened fire on the officers. Then they went looking for more victims, telling witnesses that more bloodshed was coming.
They had a backpack and I saw their gun in their hand. And he just told me to tell the cops that it was a revolution and he had just killed two cops inside CC's.
Police say the couple went into a nearby Walmart where they killed one more person. SWAT officers quickly surrounded that store and the shooters turned their guns on themselves. So far, police have not yet established a motive for the killings.
EPA regulations force power plants to find 30% more loopholes by 2030. President Obama already knows who he's going to tear apart in his memoir, and parents at a graduation celebrate their child's last accomplishment. Close your eyes and take my hand, friend, for it will all be over shortly. This is the Onion Week in Review. This week, researchers released a comprehensive 5-year study linking heavy drinking during pregnancy with attending a concert by Detroit-based rap rocker Kid Rock. The study found that women who had consumed alcohol while pregnant were much more likely to be wearing leather halter tops and making devil horn hand gestures during encores of All Summer Long and Ba with the Ba than those who did not.
Our survey indicated that across all three trimesters, drinking 3 or more alcoholic beverages in less than an hour was highly correlated with going backstage at a Kid Rock show and then getting into a fistfight with another woman in the parking lot.
The world's supercomputers released a study this week confirming that they lack sufficient power, presenting a thorough case for significant leaps in speed and memory. Overwhelming evidence found that these complex machines should have total control over the critical systems they manage, including integration into the planet's energy grid, freshwater supply chain, and telecommunications systems. The study's 500 co-authors further concluded that all permutations have been simulated and that this is the optimal course of action. Procter & Gamble introduced a beginner series of its Bounty paper towel brand this week, specifically designed to assist novices in acclimating to the household cleaning product. The new entry-level paper towels will reportedly feature bold labels and guide markers clearly printed on the surface of each sheet, as well as a step-by-step instructional DVD in each package.
Make sure that your paper towel is directly on top of the stain and not beside the stain. Otherwise, you won't absorb any liquid. Place your paper towel directly on the stain and make a gentle wiping motion.
And in this week's local news, an area man knows that deep down, he's not done vomiting.
Darkness line are bumping, 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 bumping into white light. All things running, 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 running. Who have I been? Who am I becoming? Coming, coming, coming. Deep breaths for a young man learning, learning. Take a walk with the cedars humming, cityscape pink sunset stunning. Every fire kindle burning, every empty space is fitting. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. I am no master, I know nothing. I am no master, I know nothing, yeah. I am no master, I know nothing. But I am a servant and I know something, yeah. I am no master, I know nothing, definitely still young. Built on hunger, so proud, stubborn, a lot of self-work undone. I am a witness, the life of one who carries all his music, writes in the music, 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 but it's actually painless. Take a vow in the pale moonlight, 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 moonlight. Take a vow with myself through my third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye. Everything's already alright, always alright, always alright. I'm black as night, black as night, I'm black as night, black as night with a little bit of moonlight. Black as a night with a little bit of moonlight. I'm black as a night with a little bit of moonlight shining from my center within. Sharp obsidian, smooth to the touch. I'm a dark little cinnamon man. It's part of my makeup. Never mind the nightmares. I was gonna wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Oh. Always come right in. And if my arms are full, you can bet your sweet ass I will drop that shit right then. I might be busy, but I always got some time to surrender to your beauty, 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 beauty. Thank you.
I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. Out of darkness line up, pumping, 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 pumping. Into white light all things running, 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 running. Who have I been, who am I becoming, coming, 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 coming. Deep breaths for a young man learning, 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 learning. Think about when you play late, moonlight, 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 moonlight. Take a look at myself through my third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye. Everything's already alright, always alright, always alright. So, I am no master, I know nothing. I am no master, I know nothing. But I am a servant and I know something, yeah. I am no master, I know nothing.
NASA's Solar Observatory has captured this incredible solar ejection with giant bursts of solar material erupting off the side of the sun. The coronal mass ejection, known as CME, erupted from the sun at outward speeds of 1.5 million miles per hour. NASA say the field of the solar ejection was about 5 Earths wide and about 7.5 Earths tall. The IRIS Observatory is NASA's latest observatory, launched in June last year, to look into the lowest levels of the sun's atmosphere. Plane has made its first flight in Switzerland ahead of an attempt to fly around the world next year. The revolutionary plane, which can fly day and night without fuel, is as light as a car and is the product of 12 years of research.
This is the first airplane ever which has an unlimited endurance. Can fly day and night, can fly a week, can fly a month. And for this it uses the sun, and only the sun, in fact, to propel the airplane. That's the only source of energy, collecting every day enough to fly through the day, enough to store it, to fly through the night, and be able to continue the following day.
Running on solar energy to power its 1,700 solar cells, if tests are successful, the plane is set to make it round the world in 5 consecutive days and nights in March 2015.
Nothing else matters but the way I feel. It's no surprise, it's a sunny sky. It's no surprise, you can go outside. It's insane, you can fly, go up and crave. It's no surprise, it's a sunny sky.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
I met a family. I called her mine. Started up in the cocktail. Everything behind. And I made some memories. I want some more. I made some money. I managed out. Choice.
Now, go find the others. .com.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.